Have you ever felt like confidence is just out of reach, like it's some elusive quality only a few are born with? Well, I'm here to tell you that's a myth. Confidence isn't a gift, it's a skill, one that anyone can learn, and today I'm going to show you how. Let me share a quick story. A few years ago, I was stuck in a cycle of self-doubt. Every decision, every interaction was clouded by fear and uncertainty. I felt like an imposter in my own life. Then I discovered Stoicism. It was like a light switch flipped. The more I delved into Stoic philosophy, the more I realized that confidence isn't about being perfect or always knowing what to do. It's about embracing imperfection, accepting uncertainty, and living authentically. So if you're ready to transform your mindset and unlock a level of confidence you never thought possible, stick around. These aren't your typical self-help tips. They're controversial, they're bold, and they will challenge everything you think you know about confidence. But trust me, they work. Let's dive in. 1. Learn to say no. All right, let's talk about something that's going to ruffle some feathers. Learning to say no. Society has conditioned us to be people pleasers, to say yes to every request, every favor, every obligation. But let me tell you, saying yes to everything is a surefire way to destroy your confidence and self-respect. Let me get personal for a moment. There was a time in my life when I was the yes man. I thought agreeing to everything would make me more likable, more successful, more everything. But instead, I found myself exhausted, overwhelmed, and honestly, a little bit resentful. I was living my life on other people's terms, not my own. I remember one week where I had agreed to help a friend move, take on extra projects at work, and attend 3 different social events. By the end of it, I was drained and didn't have any time for myself. My confidence was shot because I was constantly letting myself down to meet others' expectations. Here's the controversial truth. Saying no is one of the most powerful things you can do for your confidence. It's a declaration that your time, your energy, and your priorities matter. It's not about being selfish, it's about self-respect. When you say no, you're setting boundaries. You're telling the world, I value myself and my time. And guess what? People respect that. They may not like it at first, but they'll respect you more for standing your ground. Let me be raw and honest. Saying no can be terrifying. You might fear rejection, disappointment, or conflict. But here's the kicker. Every time you say yes when you mean no, you're rejecting yourself. You're telling yourself that your needs and desires are less important than others. That's a huge confidence killer. A person agreeing to work overtime despite having personal plans. Someone saying yes to a favor, even when they're already overwhelmed. Think about it. How many times have you agreed to something you didn't want to do and ended up feeling frustrated or resentful? How often have you put others' needs before your own and felt your confidence chip away? Saying no isn't about being rude or unkind. It's about being honest and authentic. It's about taking control of your life and making choices that align with your values and goals. So, the next time someone asks you for something, take a moment. Ask yourself, is this something I truly want to do? Does this align with my priorities? If the answer is no, then be brave enough to say it. Your confidence will thank you. Remember, confidence isn't about always saying yes. It's about knowing when to say no. 2. Accept your flaws. All right, let's dive into one of the toughest yet most liberating lessons in Stoicism. Accepting your flaws. This isn't about settling for less or excusing poor behavior. It's about embracing your humanity and realizing that your imperfections are a part of who you are. Let me get real with you. For a long time, I struggled with the idea of perfection. I thought that to be confident, I needed to be flawless. but all it did was make me anxious and insecure. I was constantly afraid that people would see through the cracks and discover that I wasn't as perfect as I tried to appear. I remember spending hours nitpicking at every detail, whether it was my appearance, my work, or even my interactions with others. I was my own worst critic, and it was exhausting. Here's the raw, honest truth. Perfection is an illusion. It doesn't exist, and the more you chase it, the more you set yourself up for disappointment. True confidence comes from embracing your flaws, not hiding them. When you accept your flaws, you're freeing yourself from the impossible standards that society often imposes. You're saying, "I am enough, just as I am." And that's incredibly powerful. I used to be extremely self-conscious about my speaking skills. I would avoid public speaking at all costs, fearing that I'd stumble over my words or forget what to say. But one day, I decided to face my fear head on. I accepted that I might make mistakes, and guess what? I did. But I also found my voice, and each time I spoke, I grew more confident. Someone nervously giving a presentation but gradually improving, a person embracing their unique style, despite it not fitting conventional beauty standards. Think about it. How many times have you let your flaws hold you back? How often have you avoided opportunities because you feared your imperfections would be exposed? The Stoics believed that flaws are not something to be ashamed of. They are part of the human experience. By accepting your flaws, you're embracing your true self, the good, the bad, and everything in between. So the next time you catch yourself dwelling on a flaw, take a moment to reflect. Ask yourself, is this flaw really as bad as I'm making it out to be? Can I learn from it? Can I grow because of it? Embrace your imperfections and watch your confidence flourish. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about being authentic. It's about showing up as you are, flaws and all. 3. Understand the limits of your knowledge. This isn't just about admitting you don't know everything. It's about embracing curiosity and the endless journey of learning. And trust me, it's a game changer for your confidence. Let me share a personal experience. There was a time when I thought I had to have all the answers. Whether it was at work, in social situations, or even in personal conversations, I felt this immense pressure to always know what to say and do. It was exhausting and, frankly, unsustainable. I remember one particular incident during a team meeting where I was asked a technical question I didn't know the answer to. Instead of admitting my ignorance, I tried to bluff my way through it. It was a disaster. My lack of knowledge was exposed, and I felt humiliated. Here's the raw, honest truth. Admitting you don't know something is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It takes confidence to say, "I don't know, but I'm willing to find out." The Stoics taught that recognizing the limits of our knowledge opens the door to true wisdom. When you acknowledge the limits of your knowledge, you're giving yourself permission to learn and grow. You're embracing the idea that knowledge is a journey, not a destination. And that's incredibly empowering. Let me share another personal experience. After that disastrous meeting, I made a conscious decision to embrace my ignorance. I started asking more questions, seeking out mentors, and admitting when I didn't know something. It was transformative. Not only did my knowledge grow, but my confidence skyrocketed because I was no longer pretending to be something I wasn't. Think about it. How many times have you stayed silent because you were afraid of looking stupid? How often have you pretended to know something, only to feel even more insecure when the truth came out? The Stoics believed that true wisdom comes from understanding our limitations. By admitting what we don't know, we open ourselves up to learning, to growth, and to the vast possibilities that come with a curious mind. This humility is the bedrock of genuine confidence. 4. Speak less, listen more. In a world that glorifies talking and being the loudest voice in the room, I'm here to tell you that true confidence often comes from the opposite. Let's explore why listening more can transform your life. Let me share a personal story. I used to think that to be seen as confident and knowledgeable, I had to constantly share my opinions and experiences. I thought that talking more would make me seem more important, but in reality, it did the opposite. I was missing out on valuable insights from others, and I often came across as self-centered. I remember one particular gathering where I was so eager to share my thoughts that I didn't realize I was monopolizing the conversation. Later, a friend gently pointed out that I hadn't given others a chance to speak. It was a wake-up call. Here's the raw, honest truth. Speaking less and listening more doesn't mean you're less important or less knowledgeable. It means you value others' perspectives and recognize that everyone has something to teach you. The Stoics taught that wisdom comes from understanding, and understanding comes from listening. When you listen more, you learn more, you build deeper connections, you gain insights you wouldn't have otherwise, and you show respect to those around you. This, in turn, boosts your confidence because you're more informed, more empathetic, and more respected. Let me share another personal experience. After that gathering, I made a conscious effort to listen more. I started asking more questions, pausing before speaking, and truly engaging with what others were saying. The impact was immediate. Not only did my relationships improve, but I also felt more confident because I was learning so much more. Think about it. How many times have you felt truly heard and valued when someone took the time to listen to you? Now, imagine giving that gift to others. It's incredibly powerful. The Stoics believed that true wisdom and confidence come from understanding the world around us. By speaking less and listening more, you're embracing the world's diversity of thoughts and experiences. This humility and openness build a deeper, more genuine confidence. So, the next time you're in a conversation, take a step back. Listen more than you speak. Ask questions. Show genuine interest. You'll be amazed at how much you learn and how much more confident you become. Here's the deeper message. Speaking less and listening more is about valuing others and, in turn, valuing yourself. It's about recognizing that every person you meet has something to teach you. This humility and openness to learn make you not only more knowledgeable, but also more empathetic and connected to those around you. 5. Embrace the present moment. In a world that's constantly pushing us to think about the future or dwell on the past, being present is a radical act. And trust me, it's one of the most powerful ways to boost your confidence. Let me share a personal story. I used to be a chronic overthinker. I was always worried about the future, what might happen, what I needed to do next, and how things could go wrong. I also spent a lot of time ruminating on past mistakes and missed opportunities. It was like I was everywhere except in the present moment, and it was draining. I remember one particular day when I was so lost in my thoughts about an upcoming project that I completely missed a beautiful sunset. My friend had to point it out to me. That was a wake-up call. I realized that by constantly living in my head, I was missing out on the life happening right in front of me. Here's the raw, honest truth. The present moment is all we really have. The past is gone, and the future is uncertain. By embracing the present, you're fully engaging with life as it is, not as you fear it might be or wish it had been. This is the essence of true confidence. When you embrace the present moment, you're not just living, you're thriving. You're more aware, more connected, and more in tune with yourself and your surroundings. This mindfulness translates into a deeper sense of peace and confidence. Let me share another personal experience. After that day with the sunset, I made a conscious effort to be more present. I started practicing mindfulness, simple things like focusing on my breath, paying attention to my surroundings, and really listening when others spoke. The change was profound. I felt more grounded, more alive, and my confidence grew because I was fully engaged with the world around me. Think about it. How often do you find yourself distracted, thinking about what's next, or dwelling on what's already happened? Imagine the freedom and confidence that comes from letting go of those thoughts and being fully present. The Stoics believed that life is lived in moments. By embracing the present, you're not just experiencing life more fully. You're also building a foundation of confidence rooted in reality, not in hypothetical scenarios. So, the next time you catch yourself drifting into the past or the future, take a deep breath and bring yourself back to the present. Notice your surroundings, feel your breath, engage with the people around you. This simple practice can transform your life and your confidence. Here's the deeper message. Embracing the present moment is about appreciating the beauty and richness of life as it unfolds. It's about recognizing that each moment is unique and valuable. By being fully present, you're not only enhancing your own experience, but also enriching the lives of those around you. In a society that often values independence and self-reliance, this idea can seem counterintuitive. But trust me, it's a game changer. Let me share a personal story. I used to believe that asking for advice or seeking wisdom from others was a sign of weakness. I thought I had to figure everything out on my own to prove my worth, but that mindset only left me feeling isolated and overwhelmed. I remember one particular project at work where I was completely stuck. I spent days trying to solve a problem, refusing to seek help because I didn't want to appear incompetent. Finally, in desperation, I reached out to a colleague who had more experience. Not only did he help me find a solution quickly, but he also shared valuable insights that I hadn't even considered. Here's the raw, honest truth. Seeking wisdom from others is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It shows that you value knowledge and growth over ego. The Stoics taught that we should always be students of life, learning from everyone we meet. When you seek wisdom from others, you're expanding your horizons. You're learning from their experiences, mistakes, and successes. This not only makes you more knowledgeable, but also more humble and confident. You realize that you don't have to have all the answers, and that's incredibly liberating. Let me share another personal experience. After that project, I made it a point to seek out mentors and ask for advice regularly. I joined discussion groups, attended workshops, and read extensively. Each interaction, each piece of wisdom, added to my understanding and confidence. I wasn't just learning facts, I was learning how to navigate life more effectively. Think about it. How often have you struggled with something alone, fearing judgment if you asked for help? Now, imagine the strength and confidence that come from learning from others' experiences and perspectives. The Stoics believed that wisdom is a communal effort. By seeking wisdom from others, you're not just gaining knowledge, you're also building a network of support and mutual respect. This collective wisdom enriches your life and bolsters your confidence. So, the next time you face a challenge or seek to learn something new, don't hesitate to reach out, ask questions, seek advice, and be open to learning from everyone around you. This openness to wisdom will not only expand your knowledge, but also your confidence. Here's the deeper message. Seeking wisdom from others is about recognizing that we are all interconnected and that each person you meet has something valuable to teach you. It's about humility, growth, and the profound understanding that true strength lies in learning from the collective wisdom of humanity. Remember, confidence isn't about having all the answers. It's about being willing to seek them from those who have walked the path before you. 7. Cultivate a growth mindset. In a world that often celebrates innate talent and instant success, embracing the belief that you can grow and improve through effort is revolutionary. And trust me, it's a confidence booster like no other. Let me share a personal story. For a long time, I was stuck in a fixed mindset. I believed that my abilities were set in stone, that I was either good at something or I wasn't. This belief held me back from trying new things and taking risks. I was afraid of failure because I saw it as a reflection of my worth. I remember one particular incident when I was learning to play the guitar. I struggled with some chords and felt so discouraged that I almost gave up. I told myself, maybe I'm just not musically talented, but then I came across the concept of a growth mindset. Here's the raw, honest truth. A growth mindset isn't just about being optimistic. It's about believing that you can improve with effort and learning. The Stoics taught that our potential is not fixed, and that we can always strive to become better versions of ourselves. When you cultivate a growth mindset, you start to see challenges as opportunities for growth rather than threats. You understand that effort, perseverance, and learning from mistakes are the keys to improvement. This mindset shift is incredibly empowering and boosts your confidence because you no longer fear failure. You embrace it as part of the learning process. Let me share another personal experience. After adopting a growth mindset, I decided to tackle public speaking, something that used to terrify me. I joined a local speaking club, faced my fears, and embraced the discomfort. Each time I spoke, I learned something new and improved. The progress I made wasn't just in my speaking skills, it was in my confidence. I realized that I wasn't limited by my initial abilities. Think about it. How many times have you held back because you thought you weren't good enough? Imagine the freedom and confidence that come from believing that you can improve with effort and learning. The Stoics believed in the power of progress. By cultivating a growth mindset, you're aligning yourself with this philosophy. You're recognizing that your potential is not fixed and that you can always strive to become better. This belief transforms how you approach life's challenges and opportunities. So, the next time you face a challenge, remind yourself that you're not defined by your current abilities. Embrace the growth mindset. See every difficulty as a chance to learn and improve. This approach will not only enhance your skills, but also build your confidence. Here's the deeper message. Cultivating a growth mindset is about understanding that we are all works in progress. It's about embracing the journey of self-improvement and recognizing that effort and perseverance are the keys to unlocking our true potential. By adopting this mindset, you're not just improving your abilities, you're building a resilient and confident spirit. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about believing in your ability to grow and improve. 8. Develop emotional intelligence. In a world where rationality and intellect are often prized above all, understanding and managing your emotions, as well as those of others, can set you apart and boost your confidence in profound ways. Let me share a personal story. I used to think that being emotionally intelligent meant being overly sensitive or weak. I believed that suppressing my emotions and focusing solely on logic and reason was the key to success. But that approach only led to misunderstandings and strained relationships. I remember a particular incident at work where a colleague's criticism left me feeling defensive and angry. Instead of addressing the feedback constructively, I reacted impulsively, damaging our professional relationship. It was a turning point for me. Here's the raw, honest truth. Emotional intelligence isn't about being soft or overly emotional. It's about being aware of your emotions, managing them effectively, and understanding the emotions of others. The Stoics taught that self-awareness and self-control are fundamental to a virtuous and confident life. When you develop emotional intelligence, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges. You become more resilient, empathetic, and adaptable. This not only improves your relationships, but also your confidence, because you're no longer at the mercy of your emotions. Let me share another personal experience. After that incident at work, I decided to focus on improving my emotional intelligence. I started by practicing mindfulness, which helped me become more aware of my emotional triggers. I also sought feedback from trusted friends and colleagues, learning to accept constructive criticism without taking it personally. Over time, I noticed a significant improvement in my interactions and my overall confidence. Think about it. How often have you reacted impulsively, only to regret it later? Imagine the power and confidence that come from responding thoughtfully and empathetically, even in challenging situations. The Stoics believed that wisdom and virtue come from understanding and mastering our inner selves. By developing emotional intelligence, you're aligning yourself with this philosophy. You're not only gaining control over your own emotions, but also enhancing your ability to connect with and understand others. So, how can you start developing emotional intelligence? Begin with self-awareness. Take time each day to reflect on your emotions and identify what triggers them. Practice empathy by actively listening to others and trying to understand their perspectives. And most importantly, cultivate self-regulation by pausing before reacting and choosing your responses wisely. Here's the deeper message. Developing emotional intelligence is about embracing the full spectrum of human experience. It's about understanding that our emotions are not enemies, but allies that can guide us towards greater self-awareness, empathy, and resilience. By mastering your emotions, you're not just becoming a better leader or friend, you're becoming a more confident and authentic version of yourself. 9. Engage in physical exercise. All right, let's talk about a powerful way to boost your confidence and well-being. Engaging in physical exercise. In a world where we often prioritize mental and emotional challenges, we can forget the profound impact that physical activity has on our overall confidence and resilience. Let me share a personal story. There was a time in my life when I felt stuck mentally, emotionally, and physically. I was overwhelmed with work, stressed out, and my self-confidence was at an all-time low. I was neglecting my body, spending long hours sitting and rarely moving. I remember one particular week when the stress hit its peak. I felt completely drained and demotivated. A friend suggested that I start exercising, but I was skeptical. How could physical activity help me with my mental struggles? Here's the raw, honest truth. Engaging in physical exercise isn't just about building muscles or losing weight. It's about creating a holistic sense of well-being. The Stoics believed in the harmony of mind, body, and spirit. By taking care of your physical health, you're laying the foundation for mental clarity and emotional stability. When you engage in regular physical exercise, you're not just improving your physical fitness, you're also boosting your mental health. Exercise releases endorphins, the body's natural mood lifters, and reduces stress hormones like cortisol. This leads to an improved mood, better sleep, and increased energy levels. And all of these factors contribute to a heightened sense of confidence. Let me share another personal experience. After that stressful week, I decided to give exercise a chance. I started with something simple, a 30-minute jog every morning. At first, it was tough. My body was resistant, and my mind was full of excuses, but I pushed through. And gradually, I began to notice changes. I felt more energized, my mood improved, and I started tackling my work with renewed focus and determination. The physical activity was not just transforming my body, it was transforming my mindset. Think about it. How often do you feel sluggish or overwhelmed? And how often do you take time to move your body? Imagine the confidence that comes from feeling physically strong, mentally sharp, and emotionally balanced. The Stoics believed that we should treat our bodies as temples, worthy of care and respect. By engaging in physical exercise, you're honoring that principle. You're investing in your health and well-being, which in turn boosts your confidence and resilience. So, how can you start incorporating exercise into your daily routine? Find activities that you enjoy, whether it's running, cycling, swimming, yoga, or even dancing. Choose something that makes you feel alive. Start small, set realistic goals, and gradually build up. The key is consistency. Make it a non-negotiable part of your day. Here's the deeper message. Engaging in physical exercise is about more than just fitness. It's about creating a balanced and harmonious life. It's about understanding that your body, mind, and spirit are interconnected. By taking care of your body, you're also nurturing your mind and soul. This holistic approach to well-being is the foundation of true confidence and resilience. 10. Surround yourself with positive influences. All right, let's talk about a game-changing lesson that can dramatically impact your confidence and overall well-being. Surrounding yourself with positive influences. In a world where negativity can often dominate, the company you keep can either lift you up or pull you down. Let me share a personal story. There was a time in my life when I found myself surrounded by negativity, from colleagues who constantly complained to friends who saw the worst in every situation. Over time, their pessimism began to affect me. I started doubting myself, feeling drained, and my confidence took a hit. I remember one particular evening when I realized how much this negative environment was impacting me. I felt exhausted, unmotivated, and stuck. That night, I decided something had to change. Here's the raw, honest truth. The people you surround yourself with have a profound impact on your mindset and confidence. The Stoics taught that we should seek out wise and virtuous companions, as their influence helps us become better versions of ourselves. When you surround yourself with positive influences, you're immersing yourself in an environment that fosters growth, support, and inspiration. These individuals challenge you to rise to your potential, provide encouragement when you're down, and celebrate your successes. This positive reinforcement builds your confidence and resilience. Let me share another personal experience. After that evening of realization, I made a conscious effort to change my social circle. I sought out mentors who inspired me, joined communities that aligned with my values, and nurtured friendships that uplifted me. The transformation was incredible. I felt more motivated, confident, and empowered. My outlook on life shifted from one of doubt to one of possibility. Think about it. How often do you find yourself drained by negative influences? Imagine the impact of surrounding yourself with people who inspire, motivate, and support you. The Stoics believed that we are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. By choosing to surround yourself with positive influences, you're setting yourself up for success. You're creating a support system that encourages your growth and nurtures your confidence. So, how can you start surrounding yourself with positive influences? Begin by evaluating your current relationships. Identify those that uplift and those that drain you. Seek out individuals who inspire you, challenge you to grow, and support your aspirations. Engage in activities and communities that align with your values and passions. And most importantly, be a positive influence yourself. The energy you give out is often the energy you attract. Here's the deeper message. Surrounding yourself with positive influences is about more than just feeling good. It's about creating an environment that nurtures your growth, supports your dreams, and builds your confidence. It's about understanding that you have the power to choose the energy and influences in your life. By making conscious choices, you're not just improving your own life. You're also contributing to a positive and empowering community. Remember, confidence isn't just an individual journey. It's influenced by the company you keep. Surround yourself with those who uplift you, challenge you, and believe in your potential. If you found this message impactful, give it a thumbs up. Share your experiences and thoughts in the comments below. I love reading your stories and insights. And if you're new here, welcome to our community of Stoic Warriors and lifelong learners. Hit that subscribe button and click the bell icon so you never miss an update. We're on this journey together, striving to live authentically, grow continuously, and stay confident through all of life's challenges. Don't forget to follow me on social media for daily doses of Stoic wisdom, motivational content, and personal updates. Links are in the description. Our content has been making your day a little brighter, and you want to help us reach new heights. We'd be over the moon if you'd consider supporting the channel. Your support not only keeps us fueled, but also lets us bring you even more epic content. Join our exclusive community on Patreon using my link below and get behind-the-scenes goodies, early access to new videos, and so much more. Your support is like rocket fuel for our creativity. And for those who love to spread a little joy with a one-time gesture, you can buy me a coffee using the link below. It's a quick and easy way to show some love and keep the good vibes flowing. Remember, every moment is an opportunity to live with purpose and confidence. Embrace it. See you in the next video. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of this amazing journey. We couldn't do it without you. Catch you in the next video.